This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, December 4th, 2013. I'm Caleb Brown. The Pope has some disparaging words about capitalism, but if the question is how have free markets and private property impacted human well-being, the Pontiff, an influential religious leader and a head of state, may want to reconsider his remarks. Marian Tupi is a policy analyst at the Cato Institute and editor of humanprogress.org. We spoke yesterday.
I think the most striking thing about the Pope's comments are how different his vision of reality in the world is from my own, where the Pope sees an increase in violence, for example, or widespread poverty. I, of course, recognize the shortcomings, but at the same time, I look at the long-term developments, especially in poor countries, and I see a lot of good news. The Pope is clearly a man who is deeply concerned about the poor, and I think that all of us should be deeply concerned about the poor. But it seems to me that both his analysis and his solutions to the problems in the world are not convincing. The Pope makes a lot of assertions without citing a single number, a single study, a single reference about a variety of issues that I hope we can get to talk about.
He makes one very specific reference to the invisible hand, which is he argues that this is a force, paraphrasing here, that we can't really rely on anymore to achieve these ends.
The Pope is clearly very critical of capitalism, or at least the kind of capitalism that I think he saw whilst growing up in Latin America and working with very poor people in Latin America. But I do think that the kind of crony capitalism that we see in a lot of Latin American countries, being in Argentina or in Venezuela, are very different from established free market systems that we have in Western Europe and in North America. So I do think at the same time that what is most galling about his comments is that he gives capitalism absolutely no credit for the tremendous improvements in standards of living and in incomes around the world. Now, the Catholic Church has been historically very critical of the free market, of capitalism, of industrialization. There was a slight pause in that negativity toward capitalism during the papacy of John Paul II, who of course was from Poland. His country was under Russian, under communist rule, and the Pope obviously saw in communism a great threat. But I think that with the election of Pope Francis, we are turning back to the Catholic Church, which is much more skeptical about the free market and capitalism than it used to be in the past. And that is unfortunate because, funny enough, we also live in a world where poverty is dramatically declining and where capitalism and globalization are delivering tremendous improvements in the standard of living. Let me give you just one example. This is Charles Kenny from the Center for Global Development writes, 4.9 billion people, the considerable majority of the planet, live in countries where GDP has increased more than fivefold over the past 50 years. These countries include places like India, for example, where the economy is nearly 10 times larger than it was in 1960, Indonesia, China, and so on. So really, of course, the concern about the poor is there, should be there. All of us have a responsibility to do what we can in order to help to reduce poverty. But that shouldn't blind us from the fact that long-term trends are actually incredibly positive, and we are seeing, in the words of scholars from the Brookings Institution, the largest and the fastest reduction in global poverty in history. And the Pope doesn't recognize that at all.
If you were to have the Pope's if you were to have the Pope as an audience, what would you tell him about free markets? What would you tell him about capitalism?
The interesting thing about Pope's comments is how separated they are from the reality and also from the historical experience. It's as though the Pope has never observed the tremendous differences in not just standards of living, but also in terms of human rights between, for example, South and North Korea or West and East Germany. South Korea, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Chile, all of these countries have been very, very poor countries. They've embraced capitalism, they have prospered as a result, and today enjoy some of the best living standards and some of the best political institutions that there are in the world. Whereas countries where socialism persists, be it countries like North Korea or Cuba or indeed Venezuela, are suffering from both declines in standard of living and also from very dictatorial political systems, from authoritarian governments. Another extraordinary statement that the Pope makes is that he claims there has been an increase in violence. Once again, the Pope provides absolutely no reference for this particular assertion. Yet, this assertion comes only a couple of years after Steven Pinker of Harvard University produced a magisterial thesis on decline of violence throughout the world. He documents on 800 pages how murder rates, wars, sadistic punishments, slavery, and other features of human life that have been tolerated and completely unexceptionable for millennia of human existence have simply disappeared. Of course, I'm not saying that there is no violence or no wars, but wars have largely disappeared between major countries. In the United States, we are experiencing some of the lowest crime rates in many decades. And the Pope doesn't seem to be aware of even the most basic academic research, be it on violence or on poverty, or indeed what he calls decreasing or worsening health of the people of the planet. That's another comment that he makes without giving any kind of reference.
The Pope is from Argentina, a country that was 100 years ago quite wealthy and has had significant troubles in more recent decades. Capitalism, as you and I envision it as a net benefit for humanity, has to exist within certain institutional arrangements. And perhaps the error that the Pope is making is just not seeing what those institutional arrangements are.
It's perfectly possible that the Pope's view of the world was simply shaped by what he saw in Argentina, and by the specific political and economic arrangements in Latin America. Again, if I had the Pope's ear, I would ask him to compare the tremendous improvement in the fortunes of a country like Chile, which beginning in the late 1970s embraced economic reforms, and its incomes per capita have skyrocketed, whereas in countries like Argentina, growth has been much lower. Or if you compare the darling child of the left for many years now, Venezuela under Chavez and now under President Maduro, again, here you have a country which is blessed with tremendous natural resources, especially oil, a country which was for the longest time the richest countries in Latin America. Chile has overtaken Venezuela some years ago from a very low starting base, and that was done because Chile has embraced the right political and economic institutions, whereas Venezuela has toyed with different forms of dictatorship and socialism. So once again, this speaks to a man who has the right intentions, a man of a big heart who is concerned about the welfare of the poorest people around us. But at the same time, it speaks about a man who is incredibly intellectually incurious, a man who doesn't have the basic understanding of both economics and also of economic history. And that is deeply troubling if he goes around making statements which lack any kind of basis in reality and facts.
Marian Tupi is a policy analyst at the Cato Institute. You can track the progress of humanity at our recently launched website, humanprogress.org.